What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back today with another Daily Digest episode because the AI news just keeps coming too quickly and there's too much to try and break it up into individual episodes for you. We're going to talk about as much as we can each day. Today, we're going to talk about two new AI image generation models. Count them, two new image AI generation models, one coming from Runway, and the other coming from Luma AI, the creator of Dream Machine. So ironically, two formerly video generation models diving into image generation. Then we will talk about a recent update from Anthropic that looks to enable more seamless agentic AI capabilities in the future for any tools that are looking to be accessible to large language models. So let's go ahead and get into it. Actually, I think I'm going to switch that around. Let's start with the Anthropic news. Anthropic has released an open source standard protocol called the Model Context Protocol, and it gets a little technical, that looks to standardize the way that AI systems like LLMs can interact with external data sources and external platforms, which is obviously a huge part of agentic AI and the agentic AI capabilities of these AI systems. So essentially what this protocol does is it layouts, again, trying not to get too technical, it layouts an architecture for client devices and server devices to communicate with three main components. One layer that handles the messaging and the framing of the messaging and the patterns of communication. Again, definitely check out the links in the show notes to do a deeper technical dive into the details of this if you would like. There's another layer that's going to manage the communications between the devices, the client-side device and the server-side device. And then you're going to have various development kits, whether they're developed or coded in TypeScript or Python. These are two languages that are heavily used in AI programming. So you're going to have these three technical aspects that enable this protocol between client and server devices, as well as the software running on those devices. And you have to love it. Anthropic is always coming through when it comes to developer and user experience, at least in my opinion. They are currently offering several pre-configured servers built with TypeScript or Python for multiple existing platforms, things like Google Drive and Slack and GitHub or Postgres or PostGRES or Git or Puppeteer, which is one that I haven't heard of. And these pre-configured servers will have the protocol set up that allows large language models to interact with these tools. And as I understand it, these servers essentially kind of create a single environment for the large language models to build a context as you're pulling information from multiple different sources and tools, depending on what tool you're building or what experience you're building. And this model context, MCP, model context protocol servers, give you an aggregated area to build context. So you don't have to go and lose context every time you go back from a tool or you're switching back and forth from a tool. You'll have that context that you've gathered from each individual platform in one place. That's kind of how I understand these MCPs, or my initial understanding of them anyways. So as standards and protocols like this are rolled out across the developer community, it only means good things for the agentic capability of these LLMs and of these tools. And we obviously love that here on the AI Marketing Navigator, as you all know. Okay, moving on to our image generation model news. Shout out to the rundown.ai newsletter, as always, for pointing me in the direction of these two updates. The first one comes from the Runway video generation model. Runway has very boldly stepped into the image generation model space with a new model of their own within their tool called Frames. And this is being touted for its performance compared to existing image generation models, although the second one even more so, Luma Dream Machine. But anyway, one of the biggest perks of Frames, and I think the strengths of this model, is going to be the fact that it integrates directly into that Gen 3 alpha video platform of Runways that is so powerful and generates such incredible video content. We've talked about that tool a couple of times on this show. So anyway, the Frames image model uses a concept of quote-unquote worlds, which essentially control the styles within these images, providing consistent visual styles across multiple images. And we've seen a lot of similar features across image generation models. And it sounds like Frames will have something like that as well, something, you know, like anime or film aesthetic, different styles or aesthetics that you can apply. So Frames is going to be gradually rolled out to users of the Gen 3 Alpha video platform. So don't be surprised if you haven't seen it yet. Access should be rolled out in the coming weeks. And then deeper technical details about, you know, the training data and the architecture of the model are yet to come from Runway. Although I wouldn't worry too much about Runway as far as the copyright issues go, because they are pretty forward thinking. They're the ones that have secured some partnerships with Lionsgate, the film production company. So I would imagine they're doing something responsible or something similarly responsible when it comes to the image side of their tool. So if you are a Runway user and you do have frames or you've gotten frames early, definitely check it out and then let us all know how it looks and how it compares. If you're not a Runway user or if you are a Runway user who doesn't have access to frames yet, like me, then you can hop over to Luma, the creators of Dream Machine, another video generation model that we've talked about on this show, because they are also adding or releasing a new image generation model within their platform. This model is called Photon. So we have Frames from Runway and Photon from Luma. Add those two tools to the growing list of tools and names that we're all trying to keep up with every day. This model is really coming out of the gates swinging with some of the impressive claims about performance. For instance, they claim that using Luma's proprietary universal transformer architecture, they're getting processing speeds on their image generation up to 800% faster than comparable models, which is pretty significant, obviously. So you're seeing a lot of cost efficiency there, and they're also seeing strong text generation and text rendering capabilities, which, as we know and as we've talked about, is a huge issue and a huge capability need in these image generation models. You're also going to have the ability to use multi-image prompting, which is going to allow you to generate multiple images based on a single reference. Also, consistent character generation. You're going to be able to use a single image character reference for a character reference system within this tool. So from a design standpoint, consistency is one of those main challenges as well when we're using these tools. And it looks like Dream Machine currently ranges from free, so they do have a free tier, we love that, to $94.99. So there's a pricing tier at $9.99 per month, $29.99 per month, and then $94.99 per month. And again, that is in addition to that free tier. So if you haven't checked out Dream Machine yet, first go check out our episode that we recorded on it, but definitely hop in there. It's one of the cleaner and better user experiences as far as video generation and now image generation goes, in my opinion. So there you have two new image models to check out if you have access to frames, that is. So today was very nearly a new image model edition of the Daily Digest. But that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. But until then, and as always, thanks for joining me and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.